Do Christians have permission to pray imprecatory prayers?
I'm sure slow to. I'm thinking of 1 John where it says, there's a sin that is unto death. I do not say that you should pray for that sin. Meaning, if you can discern in somebody that they have sinned in such a way that they are beyond repentance, don't pray for that sin. Don't pray for their forgiveness. Now, I have never known anybody of whom I could say they are so beyond repentance that I will not pray for them. I had a grandmother who I thought probably was in that condition, but I could never bring myself to not pray for her conversion. But that's different, isn't it, than saying, actually pray for their damnation. And the reason I'm hesitant here, I mean, people wonder, why are you hesitant? Just say no. Is because I think I can imagine circumstances where, suppose the Gestapo, or just some contemporary form of it, is sweeping through your neighborhood and in the most brutal way, wiping people out, killing people. I think God stopped them. Do whatever you have to do to stop them. Or when they're in prison, God, this was so wrong. But so I want to say that there may be a time when you're calling down God's judgment on somebody. But here's probably where I'm going to end up. Jesus said, pray, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you, bless those who despitefully use you. So I don't think today, without Scripture, being Scripture writers like the psalmists, we should pray for people's damnation. We should bless people, pray for their conversion, or not pray for them if God makes it clear they're not going to be saved.